Hello, 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 everybody. This is February the 10th, and we are almost at 8 a.m. this morning. This is Electronic News Network, home of Electronic Editions. Thank you guys for tuning in, watching us, and receiving your tech news from our channel. Before we move forward and move forward with some tech news that we have for you that developed from yesterday, even today, we're going to ask you guys to go ahead, click the like and subscribe button below. And it helps the YouTube algorithm, lets us know that we're doing a good job, and it also lets us know that you like us as a channel as well. All right, so without further ado, let's move forward with some new tech news that developed yesterday into today. So we're also looking at our LinkedIn page, guys. If you guys don't know our LinkedIn page, it's Electronic Editions. Go ahead, give us a follow, and we can be able to move forward. You guys will be able to be updated with recent tech news and things of that nature. We'll also leave our social media links down in the description below, so you can guys go ahead, follow us on different social media channels as well. All right, guys, without further ado, we got Hyundai is getting a serious about building a walking car with four legs, guys. That's crazy. So who needs an Apple car when you already got one with four legs? Hyundai, which recently acquired a controlling stake in robot maker Boston Dynamics, rolled out a new version of its four-legged walking car concept that it first unveiled in 2019. Hyundai is calling out Tiger, which stands for Transforming Intelligent Ground Exertion Robot. It's the second vehicle to come out of the automaker's Ultimate Mobility Vehicles studio in Silicon Valley. All right, so that's awesome, guys. And the first designed to be fully autonomous with no space for drivers or passengers. It's like a real-life transformer, but without the bent on world domination vibe. So that's pretty cool, guys. Let's see if we can see some pictures of this. This is something that Hyundai has never done before. I've never seen any other company do this before. As you can see from the photo, this kind of just looks like a space robot. And as you can see, it kind of looks like it's, in space somewhere here. As you can see some photos here, you can see Tiger, right? Transforming intelligent ground exertion robot. Very cool, guys. Look at these photos, guys. Very sleek. This car, it definitely looks like some robots that are being developed currently to handle different things, but I guess this would be a car too, which, I mean, this could probably go anywhere. Wow, that's amazing. So, but how does this work? So, Tiger has four legs, each with a series of joints, enabling the vehicle to mimic both mammalian and reptilian walking gaits, according to Hyundai. Based on a modular platform architecture, its features included a sophisticated leg and wheel locomotion system, 360-degree directional control, and range of sensors for remote observation. It is also intended to connect to unmanned aerial vehicles, right? So UAVs, right? So people that play Call of Duty, you guys know that what UAVs are, which can fully charge and deliver Tiger to inaccessible locations. With its legs retracted, Tiger drives like an all-wheel drive vehicle, is in its most efficient mode because it moves by rolling traction. But when the vehicle gets stuck or needs to travel over terrain that is difficult or impassable for wheels alone, it uses its walking ability to get unstuck or more easily travel over that terrain. So if you're looking, or if you're getting a strong Mars rover vibe off this thing, that's on purpose. Hyundai thinks the technology underpinning this vehicle could make it ripe for its interplanetary mission. The walking car can traverse even an uneven terrain, climb a wall, step over a gap, and spread its legs to a 15-foot wide track, and it's going obviously with, so all while keeping its main cabin and cargo level. When not in the field, the vehicle's legs are stowed underneath and can be driven like a normal off-roading vehicle. That is super, super cool, guys. And hopefully over time, Hyundai will come out with more videos as well too. And yeah, this does seem like something that, Boston Dynamics would be a part of too, and they're also a part of, they're also doing other projects as well too concerning robots and tech. So this really doesn't come as a surprise. It's really the design that comes as a surprise to me. You can see the design, guys. It looks absolutely just crazy. Imagine a car being able just to get up and walk like that. It's like a transformer. That's crazy, guys. So moreover, we got Nintendo Switch news. We got Zelda, one of the best Legend of Zelda games, could get a new Nintendo Switch port. So it appears that Nintendo Switch has plans for the Legend of Zelda, Phantom Hourglass, the Wind Waker sequel, and best-selling 2007 DS game after registering a new trademark for the game in Australia but a few months ago. Right, so, but what could it mean? Right, we can see a cel-shaded DS game in some form to the Nintendo Switch, right? So what does that mean for the Switch, right? Let's see if there's any videos explaining or any other photos or anything like that in this article. So the news comes courtesy at KiliosFR, who runs the French Pokemon fan site PokéAlois. Kilios posted a screenshot of the trademark to Twitter, showing that it was filed by Nintendo in mid-2020 and accepted in November, though it only went public in early February of this year via Nintendo Life, right? That's pretty cool. So Phantom Hourglass was a bestseller on the original Nintendo DS handheld, following on from the story of GameCube's Wind Waker to tell a high seas adventure of Toon Link conquering time itself. With the help of eponymous hourglass to defeat the great evil, right? So the use of touch controls were very innovative, making the DS touchscreen and stylus to chart the paths of boomerangs, plan routes through dungeons, and etch runs the magical effects. The Cowardly Pirate and Jack Sparrow lookalike, Captain Lineback, is a great comedic addition to the ensemble too. So that's very interesting, guys. Very, very, very interesting. So there's also way more news about this as well. You guys want to check out more news about this new Legend of Zelda? You can go follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You can read more about it. Looks like there's also a video here. Let's check out this video, see what it looks like. Looks like this is the Nintendo DS trailer. Nice. That honestly, guys, that looks pretty cool. I'm not a huge Legend of Zelda fan personally, but yeah, honestly, if this can come out for the Switch, this would look a lot better. Because obviously you guys know the DS is an older system, but if this can come out for the Switch, then this would definitely look a lot more crisp, a lot smoother and stuff like that. So if you guys want to read more about that, again, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can read more information about that. Moreover, we got Huawei Mate Pro 2 5G looks likely to come out very soon, and it may have 40-watt charging. So Huawei is gearing up to launch its next flagship tablet in China following the 3C certification China's mandatory certification process, while no official name has been revealed, the tablet is currently being referred to as MatePad Pro 2 and could well be the successor to the company's previous version, guys. And even, I think even yesterday, we were talking about, in the previous episode, we were talking about Xiaomi coming out with a new tablet after they just dropped their new phones, right? So it looks like Huawei stepping into the mix, coming out and looking like they're trying to release their new tablet, guys. So let's see if, it looks like this can also be 5G compatible, which is amazing. Let's see what this would actually look like. You know, if they have video or anything like that. Looks like they don't have a video in this article, but let's see what features they that might have, right? So spotted by MySmartPrice, the listing of the Chinese 3C certification website shows the tablet registered under model WGRAN19. According to the listing, MatePad Pro 2 will support 5G connectivity, 40W fast charging, guys. So besides these key features, the 3C certification did not reveal any concrete specifications about MatePad Pro 2. However, Tipster Digital Chat Station posted on Weibo, a Chinese social media website, that the new tablet will be powered by Huawei's own Kirin 9000 chipset. Very interesting, guys. So when will we see it? Digital Chat Station also mentioned the MatePad Pro 2 will launch with two display options. One of these is rumored to be 12.2-inch OLED display, with the other featuring a 12.6-inch display with a high 120 hertz refresh rate. Wow. So this is as of yet confirmed. It's not confirmed yet, so do exercise caution reading into these leaks, right? So, so it looks like we don't have a definitive timeline yet. Honestly, personally, I really hope that it comes out a little bit later in the, 2021 or sometime this year. But honestly, once you're talking about 5G connectivity, looks like there has to be certain things that it has to go through their Chinese government to be able to release this product in the market. So we will keep you updated on what's going on with this new Huawei tablet. But if you guys want to learn more about it, guys, follow us on LinkedIn. Click into this article. You guys can learn more about it. Moreover, we got Apple Maps is getting Google and Waze like accident report. So Apple is bringing accident, hazard, and speed check reporting to Apple Maps. The feature is currently only available to users with the iOS 14.5 beta and is similar to user reporting features found in Waze and Google Maps. So that's pretty cool, guys. So it's getting a Google and Waze like accident reporting feature. For you guys that use Apple Maps, this can be a very, very good feature for you, right? So moreover, on Apple, it's reportedly developing next-gen ultra-thin displays for the AR devices with TSMC. So it looks like this is part of their new project. So Apple is working with TSMC to develop ultra-thin and energy-efficient micro OLED displays for the upcoming augmented reality devices. Nikkei Asia is reporting the R&D projects is said to be in trial production stage, focusing on displays that are smaller than 1 inch in size and several years away from commercialization. Apple is also said to be developing micro LED displays at the same Apple lab in Taiwan, guys. So we know that Apple in itself is coming out obviously with more AR and VR type technology, right? So, let's see if there's any videos on this type of technology that they're at right now, that they're developing, right? Let's see if there's any pictures or videos here. So it looks like it would look something like this. So this is a drawing of the device here. So it looks like kind of like just goggles. They look pretty much like swimming goggles, but obviously the VR headsets kind of, or the AR headsets in front of you, looks pretty nice here too, as you can see. Looks like this is the only illustration that they have here, right? So according to Nikkei, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. The micro OLED displays in development are able to do and be so thin and compact because they're built directly onto chip wafers rather than glass like traditional OLED and LCD screens. Right, so news of the project follows reports that Apple has both VR and AR headsets in development. It could release its first VR headsets, codenamed N301, as early as next year, while a more lightweight pair of AR glasses, codenamed N421, could follow in 2023. N301 reportedly features two 8K displays, guys, not 4K, guys. They're talking about 8K displays and a fabric exterior to cut down on its weight, while feature headsets could eventually use this new panel technology to become slimmer and lighter. So that sounds really cool, guys. We all know what 4G, what 4K looks like. Hopefully, all of you that watch us and everything like that. 4K is crisp. Now we're talking about 8K display. Like, that's just out of this world, right? So as a side note, micro OLED and micro LED are distinct from mini LED, which uses an array of LED as a backlight behind a more traditional LCD display. Mini LED technology is already available in TVs from the likes of TCL, and Apple is also reportedly working to bring it to devices like iPads and MacBooks in the not too distant future. So that's just going to be ridiculous, guys. If you want to learn more about this information as well, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You'll be able to learn more about this as well. So, moreover, we got Motorola. The 2021 Motorola G Motto Power offers battery life for days. So, this could be very good for you guys that are always traveling, doing business, always on the phone, never have time to charge. You're always on the go, right? So the Motorola Moto G Power is a $200 phone that does exactly what it claims, right? Powers you through multiple days of use, but don't expect any other bells or whistles, right? So this is very interesting, guys. Let's see if there's any videos on this phone. It looks pretty intuitive already for the user interface side. As you can see. Nice. So let's see. Looks like this is the phone right here, as you can see from the photo. And it's Motorola. Let's take a step back, guys. Motorola, yes, they're a nice company. I've had a couple of their phones for about a few months, right? But it's not anything super special, right? I mean, Motorola is Motorola. But the fact that they added this feature, because it's so simple, Motorola is pretty a simple company, right? That has simple phones. They added this feature. I think they're gonna have more of a demand for it, right? Because people don't wanna take the time to charge, especially if you have somebody doing multiple projects or projects over a period of time. They don't have time to charge their phone. They're always on the go. Or if they forget their charger somewhere, this could be a pretty good phone to combat that, right? So, as you can see, all these photos here, it looks very nice with the quad camera in the back. Let's see here. And this is, I guess these are the photos that the Motorola has taken. Very crisp, very nice photos. Very nice display. Very, very nice display, guys. Let's see what Verge gave this as a score. So as you can see, Verge gave this a 6 out of 10, right? So the good stuff about this phone is that it's days long battery life and it's affordable pricing. The bad stuff they said was that it's low resolution screen, sluggish performance, and anemic built-in storage, right? So, and that's why they gave it a 6 out of 10. Plus, when you're talking about a $200 phone, that's a pretty good price for what you're getting. It can last, really long, in terms of battery life. Excuse me, in terms of battery life, the resolution is shouldn't be that bad. You have a pretty nice camera. You can definitely connect to LTE and 4G. pretty easily and stuff like that. So again, not the best, but again, not the worst, so not too bad. So that there we go with the Motorola Moto and the Moto G Power. Pretty interesting, guys. If you guys want to learn more, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can learn more about it as well. So we have social issues here. It's always good to bring up social issues, especially in the gaming community, in the tech space, to making sure that things are come to light, so these things don't keep happening again. So Riot Games CEO is under investigation following allegations of gender discrimination. Nicolo Laurent, the Riot Games CEO, is under investigation following gender discrimination and sexual harassment allegations. A Riot Games spokesman or spokesperson tells The Verge today the investigation was announced after legal suit was filed against the Valorant developer, right? The Valorant developer, due to Laurent's structure of the company, or at the due to Laurent's stature at the company, sorry, a special committee of the studio's board of directors will oversee the investigation, which a third-party law firm is currently conducting. A Riot Games spokesperson told The Verge that the company is taking all allegations of harassment or discriminations very seriously, as they should, thoroughly investigating claims and taking action against anyone who is found to violated our policies. So that is very good. Now that is coming to light. I feel like this is something that definitely needs to be happening, right? If we take a step back, this is something that definitely is good that it's coming to light, right? And hopefully companies like it, bigger companies that have lots of that have female workers and female staff, especially that are holding management positions. This is very important that needs to come to light, and definitely having policies in place to have these types of things not happen, right? I mean, especially in the gaming community, just seeing certain things, personally, even online playing video games, or even reading some articles, I don't know why, but it's not society, but people hate on women gamers for some reason. I don't know if they're jealous or what, but it's just ridiculous. So something like this needs to definitely come to light, so it can be shed to light so it doesn't happen again, right? So that's very good that they're doing that investigation. Moreover, we got Nintendo's latest Switch Online SNES games are some seriously deep cuts. Nintendo has announced the next SNES and NES games coming to its Switch Online service. Depending on your perspective, the selection shines a light on some underappreciated gems, or demonstrates that you probably shouldn't expect any more big game third-party titles to appear in the library. Possibly both, guys. So that's pretty interesting. So get ready for these games, guys, that are going to come through, especially this time in February. Let's see if there's any videos. Oh, and we do have videos on these game. We do have a video on this game update. So let's check a look and check it out. Historic. Got Psycho Dream. These are very like Game Boy like games, guys. This is something These can come out on the Switch with better graphics. Nice. Cool, guys, so you can see those games are going to be updated on the Switch pretty soon. So like I said before, guys, very interesting. Those are very kind of older type games, obviously 90s games. As you can see, definitely the graphics aren't as developed or anything like that, but once they come to the Switch, hopefully they'll be more developed and they'll have a little bit of spin to it. But it's pretty cool, honestly. On these gaming updates. So if you want to learn more about these game updates, again, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can definitely learn more. Moreover, we got important information. Definitely some, you can say a little bit of social, type of, work from home type of information, guys. I'm just gonna go ahead into it. We got Salesforce has declared the 9-to-5 workday dead, right? So we'll let some employees work remotely from home from now on, right? So cloud computing company Salesforce is joining other Silicon Valley tech giants in announcing a substantial shift in how it allows its employees to work. In a blog post published Tuesday, the company says the 9-to-5 workday is dead and that it will allow employees to choose one of three categories that dictate how often, if ever, they return to the office once it's safe to do so. So that's very interesting, guys. And just to take a step back, even previous episodes, I've been saying, we are living in the digital realm, right? So there are companies that they know that even after this kind of COVID pandemic, right, we're fundamentally changing the way we work, right? We work from different types of places, right? It's different, right? So there will be offices in place, but it's not the same. It's not like everybody's going to, there will be a group of people aggregating to the office at the same times and getting off at the office at the same times. Now work can be done pretty much everywhere, anywhere, remote. It can be done, at home. It can be done in the office. It can be done at Starbucks. It can be done everywhere where it's Wi-Fi, right? So Salesforce is definitely making that change, and it's a good change, right? So if you want to learn more about the article, you can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can definitely learn more. Moreover, we got Audi. Audi reveals its Porsche-powered e-tron GT. Right, so Audi has announced the e-tron GT, an expensive new high-performance electric sedan built on technology developed for Porsche's first EV, the Taycan. Right, so due out this spring in Europe, the e-tron GT will start at almost 100,000 euros, with the top spec RS version starting at 138,000 euros. It will then come stateside in the summer, with the base GT starting at $100,000 and the RS beginning at $140,000. Okay, I'll see you later. Yeah, so if you want to learn more about that, guys, definitely go ahead, click into the link, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you can learn more about the new Audi. Matter of fact, actually, let's see if there's actually any videos or any trailers about this, because when Audi comes out with something new with tech and everything like that. Something, there's bound to be something that looks good. As you can see, this photo looks absolutely sleek and it looks amazing. Let's see if, ooh, we can see interior. Look at the interior design, guys. Absolutely beautiful, very nice, very kosher, very sleek, very comfort, very snug. Nice. We got the nice display here, for handling, music and other options in the car. You got your nice dash here as well. As you could see, the car is fully loaded. You can see the dashboard here too. Very, very sleek, right? So you can see the back of the car here as well too. Kind of looks like the Porsche Taycan, guys. Now I can see why they say it looks like it. It's similar because the Porsche Taycan kind of has this layout, kind of has this feature too. This nice sleek back feature as well. And as you can see, instead of Porsche now, it's Audi. But look at the design. It's similar to the Porsche, but it's very different because I feel like even the side of the Porsche Taycan is just a little bit different. We have the Audi kind of doing a different design. It looks very, very sleek, right? And you can see another photo over here too. You see this photo here. These are excellent photos. Definitely a nice car. Almost $100,000. I can definitely see why this car is going to be a force. And they better have, like, they better not do, like, and I honestly I appreciate Jaguar and other cars, but they better not do like a V4 turbo liter engine, a 2.0 V4 turbo liter. They have to have V6 engine, or at least V6, V8, V12. They got to have these types of engines because this is going to be looking like a fast car. All right. Again, not to say the 2.0 liter is bad or anything like that, or turbo is bad, but when you have this type of caliber of car, you want at least a V6 or V8, right, or V12, right? And hopefully they have the V6 so you can save money on gas and stuff like that. But obviously, guys, you can see the photos. They just look absolutely gorgeous, guys. Look at this car. It's gorgeous, guys. This is definitely, competition with the Porsche Taycan. I would say even the Tesla. This car is definitely something great to look at. They have all these photos and it's just sexy. So if you want to learn more about the car, guys, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can learn more and see more photos on that as well. All right, so that is pretty much the news that we have for you guys today. We do have more news updates and tech updates and privacy updates, software updates, anything regarding tech and software and privacy, as well as some social and health and updates as well too for you guys, so you guys can stay notified and just up and ready, right? We do have them in our other social media pages. We'll leave links to the other social media pages that we have below, so you can follow us there too in our other channels. But without further ado, guys, it's been great talking to you. It's been great seeing you. We'll come out with,